The United Nations estimates that 75% of the children fleeing Syria are under the age of 11. As the government and opposition forces continue to battle each other in the country, the situation has worsened for children, says Yoka Brandt, Deputy Executive Director of the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF.
If we just realize that last year around this time, we had 70,000 Syrian refugee children. Today, we have reached 1 million. And that tells us something about the escalation of this crisis and the problems facing children. It is like you have two children fleeing Syria just about every minute, if you sort of look at the scale of the problem.
The deputy head of UNICEF describes the conflict in Syria as truly a children's crisis. The unacceptable thing, she adds, is that it is children who have nothing to do with the war that is causing the crisis that are paying the heaviest price.
Children have to run away from horror and are traumatized. Children being denied a normal childhood and then face serious protection risks, sexual exploitation, child labor, early marriage. But also children that are robbed of their future because they're missing out on their third year in school, and increasingly children also becoming angry and frustrated at their plight.
The head of the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, Antonio Guterres, has seen some of the traumatized and angry children in a refugee camp in Jordan.
I remember one child of 4 years old with a family in a tent in Zatri. During the 15-20 minutes I was with them, she was compulsively shooting with a toy gun. And it was impossible for the family or for myself to make the child stop. I've seen lots of drawings of children in school with planes bombarding, with soldiers killing each other, with houses being destroyed, with civilians, including children, dead.
Mr. Guterres says Syrian children will suffer from the trauma caused by the tragic events in their country for the rest of their lives. And he warns of a bleak future for Syrian children.
If one looks at the number of refugee children, if one adds about 2 million children internally displaced inside Syria, and the millions that are trapped in their villages, in their cities, in the middle of a war, we can really talk of the enormous risk of Syria facing the problem of a lost generation.
Unfortunately, as the joint envoy of the United Nations and the Arab League for Syria, Lagda Brahimi, points out, there is no solution in sight at the moment.
The problem is that the parties that are involved in this civil war, each one of them think that they can win militarily. We believe, the Secretary General of the United Nations and a lot of other people believe, that there is no military solution. No side is going to win. There is only a political solution, and the earlier we work on it, the better.
In the absence of a political solution to the conflict in Syria, the country's children continue to suffer, as the United Nations agencies point out. Derek Mbata, United Nations.